to the political cesspool known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards, coming to you live tonight from our downtown studios in Memphis, Tennessee, AM 1380 WLRM Radio. Also going out to our affiliate stations, AM and FM of the Liberty News Radio Network, and of course streaming online tonight, simulcasting at thepoliticalcesspool.org and libertynewsradio.com. We have now our second and final guest for the night, making his first appearance on the show. I'm really excited to hear what he has to say. I got a call earlier in this week from one of the owners of the network, and he said, you know, you got to have this guy on. And I took a look at his website, and I said, I agree. It's Dave the No Tax Man from escapeharassment.com. Dave, welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Good evening, James. Thanks for inviting me.
Listen, I got to tell you, I'm not scared of too much in life, but if there's one thing that absolutely petrifies me, it's the IRS. And I'm one of those fools who will go in and do my taxes, go into my CPA each year in January, and he'll say, you know, James, you can probably get a deduction here. You can probably, write this off here. No, I want to overpay. I want to overpay if anything. I tell you, I know there's a lot of people like me out there. Thankfully, I have not had a run-in with them yet, but you have some advice for people who have.
Yeah,
and maybe you can help people like me, too. Tell us first
man.
What your website's all about, Dave.
You're a pretty generous man because the Internal Revenue collects that tax by a philosophy known as voluntary compliance. They never told you you were volunteering all these years, did they?
No, they didn't.
Well, anyway, that's the way they do it. It's voluntary compliance. And just like with any contract, once you volunteer into the regulated enterprise, then, of course, you must comply with the rules and regulations of that enterprise into which you just volunteered. So, of course, once they volunteer into, they have to comply. It's voluntary compliance. It's contract law. So that's why we teach, do not fall for that trickery and deception and misinformation. According to the Constitution, these agencies and courts particularly, the courts can only adjudicate cases and controversies. Well, the definition in law of a case is a controversy. So in their corporation, there has to be some kind of a written document called a contract in order for a disagreement or a dispute called a controversy to arise under either title, a case or a controversy. There has to be a written contract over which the dispute exists. The definition of a contract is, in law, the offer, the acceptance of that offer, at which point in time a contract arises by law immediately by the acceptance, and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. Once it's accepted, both parties are bound and held immediately to both to the specific performance, and they have to comply.
So I guess, in other words, I'll be paying tribute.
Do not accept, and then there is no contract. That's the whole key to the process.
Well, now that I'm locked in, and they've got my name and number, I guess.
Now,
I love how you refer to them as the fourth branch of the government, and certainly they probably are. Yeah, the first maybe, but I guess I'll be paying tribute, 50-60% of everything I make until the day I die, which will probably be a long time. I'm only 31 years old.
Well, if you've got a government job, that's true. You do owe the tax in return for the privilege of having a government job. So if you're working for government, we cannot help you. You do owe the tax, and tough cookies, we're sorry, but there's nothing that can be done. We cannot help you. Because according to the law case, International Shoe Corporation versus State of Washington, the United States Supreme Court admitted the way these courts get their jurisdiction is by presumption. So there goes your due process out the window. You're allegedly and supposedly entitled to a neutral court, a unbiased court, a non-prejudiced court, and yet the court admitted the way they get their jurisdiction is by presumption that everybody, you, me, Howard Griswold, everybody is enjoying purposeful availment of some benefit, privilege, license, title of nobility, like voter of, taxpayer of, citizen of, member of, resident, resident agent of, some title of nobility, or some opportunity offered from government. They presume. And they do it all through trickery and deception and misinformation and contract. And we teach, because a contract requires the acceptance of the offer, do not accept. And once you do that, using this process at the website, escapeharassment.com, or the same site as an alternative title, that's escape-tickets-IRS-court.org. Either title takes you to the same website. And once you use that strategy number one, you deprive the government agency that's trying to trick you, you deprive them of the three requirements. By law, they must serve you written notice. This is your basic due process. You're entitled to written notice, and you deprive them of the ability and capability to serve you the written notice, number one. Number two, they have to serve due process upon you. Well, using this strategy, you defeat and destroy their ability to accomplish that proper service of process. And, like I say, they need a contract in order to adjudicate either a case or a controversy. And you defeat the presumption that a contract exists by this process in the strategy number one. And you pull the jurisdiction rug out from under them using this, and that's why, because it does work, we can give a guarantee, money-back guarantee, that it works, because it does work. In fact, we have a written money-back guarantee because we've even got testimonials from previous students that it has worked for them. This is tried and proven process. This is not some new experimental thing. This has been researched and activated by the Howard Griswold Research Team people since, I don't know what year they started. I know we got started in 1972 when they had the first phony oil shortage, the Arab oil embargo of 1972. What's that, 39 years? So it's tried and proven. This is experienced process. It's not something experimental or new. And it's got the money-back guarantee, and it has the testimonials from prior students for whom it has worked, and they're posted up at the website. We have a page of nothing but testimonials.
And folks, you can read those testimonials at escapeharassment.com. We're coming up on a commercial break. When we return, we're going to have one more segment with Dave, the No Tax Man. We're going to learn a little bit more about his work and what he can offer you when you visit his website. Again, that URL is escapeharassment.com. And then later on this hour, as we wrap things up, Eddie the Bombardier Miller will be back on deck to finish dropping his load tonight. Stay tuned, everybody. Dave the Tax Man still with us when we come back.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Misunderstand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby. Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, got one more segment with our good friend, Dave the No Tax Man. Check him out at escapeharassment.com. You just heard his ad running here on the Liberty News Radio Network during that commercial break. Dave has also been a guest on other radio programs, including our very own Liberty Roundtable, which is hosted by Sam Bushman, the owner of the network. and is always a great guest there. And we're, again, very excited to have him on the Political Cesspool this evening. Dave, again, people go to your website, escapeharassment.com. They can check out the toll-free, three-minute pre-recorded phone information and frequently asked questions. But again, Dave, for the first-time listeners in my audience tonight who are becoming aware of what you offer, what exactly can you offer potential clients in the audience tonight, and who are you looking for as clients?
Anyone who is tired of being harassed by government agencies. That's why the title of the website is Escape Harassment, Escape Government Agency Harassment, escapeharassment.com. And, of course, the Internal Revenue Service is one of the chief offenders, because most people, unless they have a government job, they do not owe the tax, and naturally they're not being told that they do not owe the tax, and they are unnecessarily being deceived into voluntary compliance, and they don't know about it. So we're essentially educators, really. That's all we do, is point out what the law says and where you can go and look it up and see for yourself. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. And the definition, right out of one of the legal encyclopedias called Corpus Juris, the second edition, which is referred to generally as Corpus Juris Secundum. That's Latin for second edition. Corpus Juris Second Edition, Law Encyclopedia. According to the definition of appearance in that volume, the definition of appearance is, if you do anything at all that's beneficial to one party or detrimental to another party, you're making appearance. Anything beneficial or detrimental, you're making appearance in the case as a party to the case, so it's got to be neutral. If it ain't neutral, you're going to jail or pay for not, go to jail for not paying. So the definition out of Corpus Juris Secundum is that for appearance, so it has to be neutral. The definition also out of Corpus Juris Secundum, the definition of acceptance, which is the requirement for a contract, the offer, the acceptance of that offer, according to Corpus Juris Secundum, the definition of acceptance is intent to retain. When they mail something, the presumption in law is they mailed it, you got it. So the only way to prove that you've not is to send it back. Return to sender, but you can't just do that. You've got to have proof that you did it. So what we recommend is that you have the Postal Service be your proof and have the wording of the neutral response and the documents and envelope it came in all returned to whichever agency it was, Internal Revenue Service or the ticket issuing officer or the billing agency of the government, whichever. And return it, delivery confirmation. Then you've got the Postal Service's proof that you didn't keep it. Because they don't care if you crumple it up and retain the papers in your round circular file called a trash basket. If you can't prove you returned it to the issuer, return to sender, you're confirming their presumption that you retained it. They mailed it. You got it. You kept it. There's a contract, because they're presuming it was accepted, because you cannot prove you sent it back to the original issuing officer or office. That's why this process works. It uses their own definitions, and Howard Griswold's research group has worked for years and years developing the process. Anyway, that's why this works, and that's the reason, because it is according to law, that's the reason we can guarantee that it's going to continue to. If there is no contract, there's no way they can docket the issue or the case or controversy. There is no controversy without a contract.
Well, there's obviously must be something to be said for your method here, because you're doing this interview with us tonight. You're not in jail. You're obviously not in violation of any laws. And you offer three items for sale on your website. Number one, it teaches folks how to avoid service of process notice and acceptance, and you've been talking about that. Number two, if you're already involved in a pre-hearing or arraignment And then the third item you offer is information on how people should proceed if they are already in court, or in other words, if they failed to do steps number one or number two. And these, again, are available at escapeharassment.com. Are these books, tapes? What are they, Dave?
It's immediately email downloaded to your email address. Immediately, once the PayPal has received your payment, it's immediately downloaded, and we recommend that people immediately print it out and save the paper, because cyber documents tend to disappear. So we recommend you print it out and save it. Getting back to the process, there are three steps to the process. It's not one process or another process. You have to do number one. And then if they ignore the law and ignore due process and continue on to take you into a pre-trial conference or a child custody hearing or a mental evaluation or arraignment, whatever they call it, any kind of title of pre-trial meeting or hearing, that strategy number two, it tells you what to be sure to say and also what to be sure to not say. And what to be sure to not get tricked into saying or admitting. So that's based on your having already returned their documents with the neutral response wording, which has to have the phrase third party affidavit of mailing, because these lying, thieving cheats have been known to get on the witness stand, sworn under penalties of perjury, and lie, and say they got an empty envelope from you, delivery confirmation, or certified mail. An empty envelope, and you have no way of proving that the envelope was not empty unless you've got that third-party affidavit of mailing statement or comment or remark, both on the envelope that you're putting all their garbage into to return to them and on the wording of the neutral response that itemizes the names of the different documents that are enclosed, along with the statement, third-party affidavit of mailing, and that kind of discourages the lying, thieving, cheats, the pirates, from being the lying, thieving, cheating pirates that they are. They don't want to get caught in perjury. They just want to commit it and get away with not being caught.
That's
anyway, that's why it works. And strategy number three is, if they continue to ignore due process and ignore the law and drag you into some court, it gives you the six disclaimers and demands that absolutely you are entitled to under the due process. And once you introduce those six demands and disclaimers, they cannot answer because they would reveal their fraud. And so because they cannot answer, they will trump up some goofball excuse like, was the window up or down? Something has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but it'll confuse the audience. The people in the gallery will not understand, well, what's the window being up or down got to do with this case? Well, they won't know, and the judge will just say, well, that we'll have to reschedule this hearing for 6 weeks, and you better show up. You better come in there, and when the clerk tells you, we'll send you a notice by mail to come back, and you better show up, or you're in big trouble. And, of course, they never contact you. They don't want you ever to come back because they can't answer those six demands today. They're certainly not going to suddenly have any way to comply and answer those six demands and disclaimers in 3 weeks or 6 weeks or 6 years.
Hey, Dave, I want to ask you to hold up right there. We're going to take one last break. We're going to wrap things up with you. Give that website URL one more time, and then I'll let you get on with your evening, my friend. But stay tuned for one final thought on the other side of this commercial break. We'll be right back, everybody.
And we're taking another commercial break. I've been on here for...
We've been working hard, babe. To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, wrapping things up now with our featured guest this hour, Dave the No Tax Man, escapeharassment.com. If you are having trouble with tickets, courts, and the IRS, you owe it to yourself to check out the information he has available for you and look into his purchasing his products at escapeharassment.com. There you can also read the testimonials and learn more about the work that this man has made available to you. Dave, we need to have you back on for a more extended presentation, but I want to offer you the opportunity to leave us with some final thoughts here before you go.
Well, it's a, like I said, it's a three-step process. Number one is to escape the presumption that a contract exists and avoid the acceptance trap and avoid the appearance trap so that no contract can arise. And the second strategy is if they ignore the law and due process and try to drag you into some pretrial hearing. And the third process is if they again ignore the law and again ignore due process and actually try to get you to appear as if you are the fiction, all capital letter name, dummy corporation defendant, and if you're a live, natural, flesh and blood, woman or man, creation of God and not a creation of the Congress with a government property ID number, none of that stuff applies to you. And live people do not have income. The Supreme Court has determined income is corporation gain and corporation profit. So live, natural people who are not corporations don't have income by definition. They have private property. And their private property labor, whether it's your private property body labor or your private property brain or mind labor, it's your private property. It's not income. You have earnings, not income. So you're not required to file. But people are being constantly tricked by the hype and promo and advertising, and they don't know the difference. So we have to educate that they can come out from the whore of fiction, Babylon, and this is one of the processes to do it, the three-step strategy. But of course, with Internal Revenue Service, you never get around to the second strategy or the third strategy, because it's voluntary compliance. And once you unvolunteer or discontinue the volunteering by continuing to let them get away with their presumption by sending all those documents back with that neutral response, and it's certified mail one way, do not use the green return receipt card with your certified, otherwise you're making appearance, because what goes on the back of that green post office return receipt postcard, your name and address, so the postcard can get back to you. Well, that's beneficial to them, isn't it? And it's detrimental to somebody else. You've just been tricked. By using that green post office return receipt postcard, you just made appearance. So we recommend do not do that. Of course, we do not and cannot give ourselves legal advice. We just explain the facts and where you can look for the law for yourself to do your own due diligence and verify that what we teach is accurate.
Well, that's a good point to be made. You know, make available to yourself the information and then make your own decision on how you should best proceed. But this information should at least be there for consideration. And Dave, of course, you make that available at escapeharassment.com. With your consent, we'd like to have you back on to talk a little bit more about this at a later date. But I do want to thank you for coming on tonight and spending half hour with us here on the program.
Anytime.
Thanks again, my friend Dave, the No Tax Man. Checking him out at escapeharassment.com. Now, moving on, and time is of the essence here, and we're running out of it. Not going to be able to cover nearly as much as we had intended to tonight. Of course, that is the case each and every Saturday night. Eddie is looking over the book that Keith Alexander was telling you about during the first hour, America, Patriotic Primer by Lynn Cheney. I know Eddie... that's something. Yeah, he loved reading that. Miley Cyrus, Eddie was giving a rant about church earlier, as he does every week, it seems. And this really goes into, I mean, this is the kind of social Marxist gospel that you're getting in a lot of churches these days. Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana, she's a pro-sodomite now, pro-homosexual. You know, and she was born in Tennessee. Her father, Billy Ray Cyrus, was a marginal country singer, but he was born in Kentucky. So they're both native Southerners. I mean, I guess you would have to consider them that. And even if they're not of sound mind and body, there's little doubt that somewhere not too far back in their line, the Cyrus family probably held pretty traditional viewpoints on important issues such as race and culture. But if you're weak-minded and impressionable, there's nothing that Hollywood peer pressure can't change. Little Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana's all grown up now. And to prove it, she got a tattoo on her finger, a tacky tattoo at that. All it is an equal sign, like the mathematical symbol of an equal sign. And that shows her support for so-called homosexual marriage. how courageous she is. Obviously, somewhere down the line, her family has failed her. But this is what she says. This is making big news in the tabloids this week and all the celebrity gossip columns. Miley Cyrus has taken a rather permanent stand in favor of gay marriage by linking an equal sign onto her finger. All love is equal, Miley tweeted on Friday, along with a picture of her new tattoo. The bold statement, the story reads, from the 18-year-old Disney darling is quickly causing a flurry of fan response, prompting Miley to fire back. Because of obviously, you know, most people in the world outside of Hollywood, New York, rightly see homosexual marriage as perverted and immoral and unholy and unhealthy and all that. Abomination. But this is what Miley Cyrus says. Where does it say in the Bible that we can judge others? Oh, right, it doesn't. God is the only judge, honey. God is love. And this, Eddie, this is what passes almost in churches these days. God is love. There is no right. There is no wrong. It's all relative. If it feels right, it is right. God is love. God is love. I know you wanted to chime in on this one, Eddie, back in the last hour.
Yep. You know, I wouldn't say they're faulty of mind so much is that they know which side of the bread is buttered on. Who butters their bread, as a matter of fact. We know that the people who run Hollywood, who run all the news media, who run the schools, preach this same social Marxist gospel. And the cute little Miley there, along with her dad, they know full well, James, that if they don't march to the tune of the cultural Marxism, if they don't worship, you know, with the slop trough of this homosexual worshiping, they know that they'll be kicked out of Hollywood. I mean, look what's happened many times before. Look what happened to Mel Gibson. You know, he didn't march the tune. I mean, one of the best actors in history, and the guy can't get a job now. But yes, Miley, it is. It does say so in the Bible. If you will read your Bible, which you've probably never done, you can go in and you can look in the second chapter of Romans, and it tells all about in there the criteria for judging people. You shouldn't judge a sodomite if you yourself are a sodomite. That's what it says. You should not judge someone committing adultery, Miley, if you are committing adultery, which I'm sure you already have. You shouldn't judge someone who's stealing if you stole yourself. But that clears it up. All my life I've heard people say, the Bible says you shouldn't judge. That's crap. It doesn't say that. You are supposed to be righteous in yourself, and you're supposed to condemn righteousness. I'll point one more thing. Look what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at his urban renewal plan he had for Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed Sodom. As a matter of fact, Bible historians say that they think that the site, James, I don't know if you, I thought this was interesting, of Sodom is at the bottom of the Red Sea now. Yeah, I mean, so Molly, honey, you're just ignorant as they come. You need to straighten up and read the Bible.
Well, you know, as far as that goes, there are several passages in the Bible where it explicitly condemns homosexuality. And of course, Miley, as you mentioned, Eddie, would know that if she weren't so ignorant and self-righteous. I mean, one example from the King James Version, Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, it is an abomination. But none of this is the point. None of that's the point. The point is that the media can and does use its power to project the illusion of public support for measures like homosexual rights or, you know, whatever. All these measures that the American public stands firmly against. We've seen it time and time again with any number of the radical egalitarian movements. Sodomite rights is just the most recent example. All of the egalitarian movements have been harmful to the social fabric of America, and all have been aided by Hollywood and the media in general. Millions of red state Americans, white Americans, gripe about Hollywood on a daily basis as if the city itself is capable of good or evil. It is, of course, the people who control Hollywood that are responsible for its product, and they are, almost without exception, cultural Marxists. Once in their sphere of influence, people who lack conviction, like Miley Cyrus, quickly becomes other mouthpieces. But that's, you know, that's what's in play. You touched on that, Eddie, as well, that they know what they've got to say to continue on. Maybe she does believe this. I mean, once you're surrounded by that all the time, you will become that. Maybe she's just saying it because she knows she has to. It doesn't matter. You know, all that's irrelevant because she's just being used now. You know, of course, it's not courageous. It'd be courageous to take the righteous stand on that issue. But, you know, she is being used to project the illusion of public support for this. And that's all it is. It's an illusion. When push comes to shove, people still stand with us on this issue like they do most others. We got to take our last break of the evening, folks, and we'll be back to wrap up the show.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, only about 10 minutes left, and we've got about 8 stories to cover. I don't think we're going to be able to do it. But before we try any of it, we're going to take a call from Salt Lake City, and I know who this guy is. EO, welcome back to Memphis.
Hello.
Albeit over the airwaves.
James, are you, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Well, how are you? Long time no see. EO in Salt Lake City. Saw you in Memphis with the motorhome.
That's right. I remember it well.
Just want to congratulate you for staying on the air and let all your southern friends know that we out in the West hear you loud and clear. And bless your heart and bless your wife's heart and that little baby you got. And just want you to know that you're always on my mind. Try to do what I can to help you, and I was great to hear Jared Taylor, and you know I'm a great fan of Jared. And,
that's right, yes.
And I just want to remind all the great southern folks down there that it's still the money system. The money system is all at the bottom of everything that's going on in Canada, or in Hollywood, everything that's going on in Libya, everything that's going on in the stock market, with the money, and it's all a plan to get us on a one-world currency, and they can't do it until they bring America into bondage.
They're getting damn close.
So, anyway, that's the big picture, and I just want you to know that there's folks out here listening to you. Bless your heart, James, and that crew you got. Tell them all hello for me, and I'm still here.
Hey, EO, I can't tell you how much your call means to me tonight, and I don't say that... you know, I say that very, very honestly, and you've made my day, my friend.
Okay, great. Hey, good to hear your voice, James.
You take care. Yours too, and I hope to see you back in Memphis sometime soon.
Thank you much.
Great guy. Eddie, you remember when EO came to town last summer, I believe it was, in the motorhome? And we drove around, had some good barbecue with him. You know, it's always an honor to meet the people. I tell you, I know I say this all the time, but the people who make this show possible, people like EO out there in Salt Lake City, salt of the earth, best people in America, rock-ribbed, just all American folks, all the way to the marrow of their bone. And every now and then we're lucky enough that some of them will pass through Memphis and send us an email or give us a phone call and say they want to meet up with us. And we take the time out of our days and schedules to do that. And one of the most memorable of all of those people that have come through that we've met with has to be the time EO came to town. Beautiful motorhome. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, tell them about it.
Oh, God, I've never seen a mobile home like that. I don't know what he paid for. It must have cost, if he had to pay full price, James, it must have been $250,000. I mean, it had everything and stuff in there I didn't even know existed. And full, you know, leather seats, full size, like a king size bed. And this, I mean, the motor home was huge, like a floating battleship. TV in it. I mean, it was just super luxurious. But we took him on the grand tour. We took him all over the mean streets of North Memphis and South Memphis. And the guy never blinked. And we took him out by the old International Harvest where it used to be and showed him the deindustrialization of America, how it hit Memphis. I don't remember what we ate. Did we get any barbecue that day?
Oh, yeah, we went to Corky's.
Oh, went to Corky's. Okay, that's right. Went to Corky's. That's right. We certainly did. He wanted to go to Corky's. We took him to Corky's, which is famous all around the country. Matter of fact, Corky's, they ship barbecue all over the United States, if not the world. They ship up FedEx. Had a wonderful time. We certainly did. I'm glad EO called in. I wish he'd come back to Memphis again sometime. We've had several fun people come to Memphis.
That's right.
We've always taken them on the tour. I tell you what, it's kind of hairy on this tour sometimes, folks.
We took
You know, we show people what, you know, diversity does to America on this tour, and certainly EO had seen it before, but all right.
James, do you remember the time we were on the tour? We down in South Memphis, but where I grew up on the mean streets of South Memphis, we had this fellow of African-American persuasion, you might say, and he was selling toilet paper by the roll. Had a little stand out on Mississippi Boulevard. He had a little stand up. I'm not going to say he stole that toilet paper, but it looked pretty, you know, pretty shady to me, James. This guy was out on the street. He was selling toilet paper by the roll, you know, just out on the street. I mean, that's South Memphis for you. That's the Afro-American community for you, people. I guess I shouldn't knock it, you know. I mean, God bless them.
Hey, you use toilet paper just like anybody else, Eddie. What are you talking about? You know, he was just trying to make it available, you know, readily available to you on the street corner, you know. With the gold teeth and all, right? Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, we saw that billboard. You know, anyway, I didn't mean to cover all that. I said we had 8 stories to cover in 10 minutes, but I tell you, EO made my night. I did not say that to blow smoke at him. Such a gracious man and such a gracious caller, and as he mentioned, he puts his money where his mouth is, and he supports our work. He helps support American Renaissance, and God bless him. And, you know, I tell you, people who listen to the show get a taste of the caliber and the character of the people when they call in, and the intelligence of the people. You know, we get to see it every now and then, and we're better men for it. But anyway, thank you, EO, for calling in tonight. I don't know where we go after the Miley Cyrus thing. I want to quickly, you know, we talked about Hollywood. All right, now here comes Eddie again.
Folks, I'd like to ask you this question. How many of you know, this is leading up to something, how many of you have heard about the new Super Congress that's been, of course, illegally, fraudulently, feloniously, unconstitutionally appointed, where the 12 Super Congress members have completely negated our Congress? You know, our congressmen are no longer relevant. How many people have you heard about the recent downgrading of our AAA rating? For the money in the United States. How many of you people have heard about the severe unemployment problems going on right now? The downgrading, the deflation of the housing market. The country is in one hell of a mess, people. And I would like to ask you this. Where are all these blessings we were supposed to be getting from supporting Israel? James, since 1948, when Israel was commenced, you know, put into as a modern nation, the United States we have fought their wars. We have lost countless thousands of men in the battlegrounds, making the world safe for Israel. We've given them billions and billions and billions of dollars. I saw an article tonight about how President Nixon back in the Six-Day War back in, what, 67, where we flew in these massive, giant C-5As, whatever they were, Air Force transportation planes to fly in massive amount of tanks, artillery supplies to turn back the assault of the Arabs there that they were pressing Israel toward victory. I'm asking people, I'm serious. I want to be right with God. Where are the blessings we're supposed to be getting from fighting all of Israel's battles all these years and pouring in probably trillions of dollars by now? Hey, I can't see them. I mean, is it the complete destruction of the medical system we've seen with Obamacare? Is the destruction of the borders, the destruction of the Constitution, all these unconstitutional, you know, treaties we're in, like NAFTA, GATT, and FTAA? Is it, you know, homosexuals taking over the whole United States, the destruction of the school system? Is it, you know, half the population being on, damn near going on welfare now? I mean, where are the blessings? Where are they, James?
Well, I tell you, if it wasn't for all the blessings that you just mentioned that we're receiving, we probably wouldn't have anything to talk about on this show. So at least they give us an opportunity to do our work. But yeah, I tell you, what would be great is that if America looked half the way it did in 1953, 1954, you know, it really all started to unravel with the Brown versus Board of Education decision. If America looked half as good as it did in 1953, there'd be no reason for this show, and I'd be the happiest man in the world. You know, if we didn't have to talk, if we could go fishing, if we didn't have all the problems that we have or all these blessings that we have, as you pointed out, then
thank God for the Jews, Brandon.
There wouldn't be any need for the show. And I tell you, I'd be living a much more peaceful life.
Anyway, I tell you, we're not going to get to any of the stories we had for this segment. That's, you know, live radio, folks. We can't control it. It's live radio. It's unscripted. We will have to push some of these stories back next week. I do want to follow up on one story we brought to you, to your attention last week. The big Rosa Parks rape hoax. Well, a lawyer for the Rosa Parks Institute says that the rape story that the media trumpeted as God's holy writ and the God's honest truth is fiction. He says, well, Rosa liked to write fiction. She liked to write tall tales. Eddie said, what a liberal doesn't. Anyway, even the lawyers for her estate are saying that that report was fiction, but the media passed it off as if it was the, you know, just the God's honest truth. But do you think, you know, Rosa Parks nearly raped by a white man, blah, blah, blah. Do you think once even her own handlers admitted it was fiction, do you think that they recounted the story? Do you think they retracted it? Do you think they said, you know, editor's note, it's fiction, we're sorry? No. They put it out there for public consumption as the truth. When it came back to be false, they didn't say anything. They just let it ride. You know, that's the kind of integrity that the left has, that, you know, we have to battle against all the time. You, we talked about the dirty tricks up against Frank Borzarelli in the second hour. Come on, folks. This is war, you know. We got to fight it in the court of public opinion. We could use your help. Make a donation to this show at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Got to go for tonight. We'll see you next week. Once again, God willing, for Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Keith Alexander, Bill Rowland, and Winston Smith, the entire Political Cesspool staff and crew here in Memphis and in Utah at Liberty News Radio, I'm James Edwards, folks, signing off once again. Stay tuned to our website during the week, and we'll see you next Saturday. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.